You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Can you name who said this? Quote, "Cultivators of the earth are the most virtuous and independent citizens." Yeah, okay, that was Thomas Jefferson. So his affection for farmers notwithstanding, this year's campaign has not paid much attention to our food or where it comes from. But food is actually pretty political. In this part of the show, our collaboration with the BBC show The Food Chain. Red food, blue food, what it all means for you. We're going to start with big food and big money in this election. I decided to start this story with an apple. It's a Cortland apple grown in New York's Hudson Valley. I know exactly where this bit of my food came from.
We grow about 80 varieties of apples.
That's Josh Morgenthau, a third-generation farmer who owns and operates Fishkill Farms. It's about 300 rolling acres 2 hours north of New York City, where my apple was grown.
You can see about 100 acres of apple trees, peaches, nectarines, and...
That's what I'm looking at down there, right?
Yeah. So you see pears on the other side of our vegetable field.
It was between a little windy and cold, but he took me on a tour of his farm where we talked about his business, the election, and what he hasn't heard on the campaign trail, much talk about food or agriculture.
Although agriculture is still a big part of our economy, you know, we've gone in 100 years from a time when a large portion of the working population in our country were working on farms or were farmers, and we've gone to a place where farmers make up, you know, less than 2% of the population. And so people are not as directly connected to the land, and they're not thinking about how farming and food production affects their lives as much.
And he's right. Voters aren't being asked to think about American farmers in this election. But big food and agriculture companies, the ones whose businesses will be affected by presidential policies, are thinking about the election. And that translates into campaign donations. Here's how the money stacks up. As of late October, Hillary Clinton's campaign had received $1.8 million from agribusiness, a category that includes everything from companies that sell seeds and chemicals like Monsanto to grocery store chains like Publix. Donald Trump's campaign has received $1.1 million, which reverses a pretty long-standing trend.
Well, it's really interesting because generally agribusiness, big ag, big food, gives to Republicans much more than Democrats.
That's Vivica Novak from the Center for Responsive Politics, which compiled data on how big food companies donated to political campaigns.
In fact, Democrats are lucky to get half the amount that Republicans get when we look at congressional donations.
Within the umbrella of agribusiness, Clinton tends to do well with organic food companies, while Trump takes the meat producers. It's always tough to know exactly why a company gives money to a candidate. Some always donate one way. Monterre, which produces chickens, for example, is a stalwart Republican donor. But in the case of Clinton's overall dollar lead, well, here's Vivica Novak again.
I think that that probably says that they are confident she's going to win and they want to be on the side of a winner.
It also helps that Clinton is a known commodity to a lot of U.S. food and agricultural producers. Professor Balin Linekin studies food law and policy at George Mason University.
You know, Trump said that a vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote for 4 more years of Obama. And I think that actually sounded pretty good to agricultural producers who have been reasonably content with the way things have gone.
Big food and agriculture also have their eye on something else, the Farm Bill. It comes up every 5 years in Congress, and the next one will be in 2018. The last bill was worth $956 billion.
80% of it, roughly, it goes to benefits for low-income people, people who can't afford to buy groceries. And the other 20% is what goes to, you know, in the form of farm subsidies and other programs that support America's agriculture industry.
Making powerful friends in Washington never hurts when a company tries to get what it wants in Congress. CRP data found that American Crystal Sugar, for example, splits its donations evenly between parties this year. Florida Crystals, another sugar company, gave 76% of its donations to Democrats, 23% to Republicans, while Altria, which owns Philip Morris, gave 79% of its donations to Republicans and 20% to Democrats. And then there are the campaign issues that might not seem on the surface like they affect our food, but certainly do, like the candidate's stances on international trade and immigration. Here's Balin Linekin again.
under a President Trump, if we deport 2 million people south of our border, who's going to pick our food? Who's going to cook our food?
Immigration is an issue where some of the biggest companies that grow food and a family farmer like Josh Morgenthau see eye to eye. He has a crew of 8 workers who come each season from Jamaica on special visas.
We can't fill those positions locally. We'll post for them and we won't get applicants. So anyone who says you're taking American jobs away, I haven't seen evidence that Americans actually want those jobs.
So he's watching the immigration debate very closely and has also talked with his senator about the 2018 Farm Bill. Before I left Josh Morgenthau's farm, I did make him introduce me to some of the supporting players in his business.
See how my chicken wrangling skills are these days.
Hello. How are you? Who is this?
Let's call her Suzanne.
And what do you think about my microphone?
She's a 2-year-old Rhode Island Red cross. She's one of the about 800 birds that we have on pasture, and in return, she lays really, really delicious eggs for us.
Thank you, dear.